from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. 10 years ago this week, then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed into law the nation's most ambitious climate strategy. The Global Warming Solutions Act is still known by its legislative shorthand, AB 32, and it's still controversial. It calls for cutting the state's greenhouse gas emissions back to 1990 levels by 2020. But does anyone really know if it's working? KQED Science Editor Craig Miller joins me with an update. Welcome.
Thanks.
So, granted, 2020 is still more than 3 years off, but is there an early verdict in on California's climate game plan?
Well, the good news, total emissions are down, and pretty substantially, from where they peaked way back in 2004. They measure these things in millions of tons of CO2 and similar greenhouse gases, which they call equivalents, and all that is down close to 10% from that peak. And most people agree, I think, at this point that the state is on track to make that 2020 goal.
That's encouraging, but can AB 32 take all of the credit?
Not quite, because we did have a nasty three-year recession in there, and that means less driving, less electricity, less industrial production, and so right on cue, emissions basically tanked, you know, right after that recession started. But then the economy rebounded, and emissions have been tapering off ever since. So it's really hard to tell how much was AB 32. I don't think anyone can say with precision. But if anybody can get close, it's a guy by the name of Jeff Greenblatt, a staff scientist over at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab. He has run the numbers, one of the few people who really has, and he thinks they're convincing.
I think that it worked.
Okay. But the tricky thing is defining it, and so I pressed him a little on that.
I think that AB 32 plus the suite of complementary policies that have come in its wake have been an overwhelming success.
Aha. The suite of policies. So what's in this mix? Well, you have cap and trade.
Right.
Remember that? That's the carbon trading program that we've had going for about 2 years now to control industrial emissions. But there's this whole patchwork of other policies that kicked in at different times. Cleaning up tailpipe emissions. That started before 2006. The state's been steadily ratcheting up how much electricity we have to get from renewable energy.
Right.
Greenblatt estimates that the difference would have been about 100 million tons of extra emissions.
That sounds like a lot.
Well, it is.
Is it a lot?
We're right in the neighborhood of putting out about 400 million tons per year right now. So think about taking another quarter of a year, you know, 3 months of total emissions and stacking it on top of that. By the way, 1 million tons is about 200,000 cars driving around for a year. So it's a lot of emissions.
Hmm. But there are still opponents.
Yeah.
Some are even still suing to derail
right.
the cap and trade program. And they basically say that charging business for carbon emissions and forcing these other changes would cripple the state's economy. Has that happened?
I don't think there's any evidence for that. Now, there's been a lot of hype on both sides of this. And clearly, some businesses have suffered. But overall, California's economy in real terms has continued to grow even as we've been cutting emissions.
So let's say we do make the goal by 2020.
All right.
And then it just gets even steeper and steeper. Like, we just keep heaping demands on ourselves? Is that what's going on?
There's a bigger lift coming. And this is, remember the law that was just passed called SB 32? That's now, instead of just matching 1990 levels of emissions, this requires we knock another 40% off that by 2030. That means taking about all the emissions we have now in a year and basically cutting those in half. Now, the Air Board's projections are that current measures are not going to be enough for that. So there's more to come. The next few months are going to be very interesting because that's when we'll see they're going to roll out the plan to see how we're going to try to get there. But remember this, California is 1% of global emissions. So no matter what we do here, okay, we can show leadership, and everybody has been applauding that, but that'll give you an idea of the total job globally that's ahead, 1%.
Yikes.
Yeah.
KQED Science Editor Craig Miller will be watching.
Okay.
He'll be watching.
All right.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.